listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hi, this is David Rotundo, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's get into some great rockin' roots blues.
David Rotundo really knows how to rock. He frequently pulls out his Lee Oscar harmonica and sails off into the wild blues yonder. We're going to spin two of his tunes, Funky Side of Town and Drinking Overtime, the David Rotundo Band from the release So Much Rubble.
Side of town. Side of town.
One, two, three. I went down to the Baldwin. 11 a.m. I ran into Robert. He said, come on in. Tonight I'm drinking overtime. Yes, tonight I'm drinking overtime. Don't bend my ear, baby. Pass another beer. I'm gonna drink things off of my mind. I went down the street to talk to bartender Sam. He said, I'm treading water the best I can. Tonight I'm drinking overtime. Yes, tonight I'm drinking overtime. Don't bend my ear, baby. Pass another beer. I'm gonna drink things off of my mind. Hey! A block and a half. You don't know the trouble I had. Tonight I'm drinking overtime. Yes, tonight I'll drink overtime. Don't bend my ear, baby. Pass another beer. I'm gonna drink things off of my mind. One more time. Down to the courthouse. Innocent, but I lost. $500 is what justice cost. Tonight I'm drinking overtime. Yes, I am. Tonight I'll drink overtime. Don't bend my ear, baby. Pass another beer. I'm gonna drink things off of my mind.
The David Rotundo Band from So Much Trouble. Up next, Colin Linden, well known as a member of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, plays a lot of blues and a lot of country-style blues. His new release is entitled Blow. We've got Change Don't Come Without Pain and Honey on My Tongue. Colin Linden is coming your way right now.
Yeah. something's coming down. We'll be right back. the things that we sold. Tomorrow come and explain the day. Unlock the words of the worlds away. Where the soul of a woman is neither old or young. And the names of the blessed are honey on my
Lyndon from Below. As Monty Python always says, it's time for something completely different. We've got Davis Hall and the Green Lantern, some really unusual but great music. We're going to play The Right Road to Boyle, and then we're going to chat with the man that put this all together, Jim Castle.
What's the point? Thank you.
It's a brand new album out. It is called Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns, a very unusual title. And to tell us all about it is Jim Cass. And Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm really intrigued by this title. Tell us all about it. What does it mean?
Well, Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns, when I decided to get this album together, one of the things I wanted to do was kind of pay tribute to the area I live in now and the area I grew up, which was Niagara Peninsula. And so I was kind of searching around for song titles and stuff like that. And I came across the name Davis Hall. And Davis Hall was the community center in my hometown where I went to nursery school and played floor hockey as a youth. And so it's long since gone, but it was the old barn that was turned into a community center in the 1960s and 70s. So I thought that sounded like a guy's name, Davis Hall, that could work. And the Green Lantern was the local confectionery, soda shop, burger shop, convenience store in my little town of Fenwick when I was growing up. And I used to ride my bike down there and, you know, buy hockey cards and chew on the bubble gum and all that sort of stuff. So with Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns, when I put it together, I said, that sounds like a good band name. And it sounded kind of interesting. So that's where that came from.
The music is really different, but quite enjoyable. How would you describe the music on this release?
Well, the way I've been describing it is, what if Dark Orchard, and Dark Orchard is kind of my experimental music project that I've had for quite a few years now. I said, what if Dark Orchard and the blues got together in New Orleans and watched Twin Peaks with Daniel Lanois?
Well, that certainly is a mouthful, I'll tell you. That's great. The music is really interesting, a lot of instrumental, and you even have a tuba on there.
Yeah, the tuba player is from a guy from Dundas, Jay Burr, who's a fabulous, fabulous tuba player. And I had been doing, during COVID-19, the lockdown stuff, a lot of guys were doing work out of their studios, home studios, and recording for each other. And Jay had asked me to play drums on a new project he was working on, which was like a singer-songwriter album, a lot of folk songs that he had written over the years. And I had this idea over on the side that was just starting to take shape. And I asked Jay if he'd be interested in playing tuba on some parts. And he put the tuba parts on, and they were fabulous. And that's basically where the direction of the core band of this project started to take shape.
Who else plays on the release?
Well, on the most of the songs, it's tuba with Jay, Wayne Deatter on guitar, Mike Branton on slide guitar. That's the core band. There's a few other people that come through. I know I'm going to forget somebody. Russ Boswell plays bass on a couple tracks. Bernie LaBarge plays guitar. Stephen Miller plays dobro. Brent Barkman plays organ on one track. Steve Mariner from Monkey Junk plays harmonica on one song. Al Lehrman from Fathead plays harmonica on one song. I'm probably missing somebody, but that's the basic core band.
And the songs are instrumental, and they refer back to different locations. Tell us all about that.
Well, that was part of this tribute to Niagara, where I have this in my office. I have this really old topographical map on my wall that was hanging in my mother's house for years, and actually was my grandfather's. It's from 1905. 4 or something like that. It's actually a pretty rare military topographical map, but it's of the Niagara Peninsula. And listed on the on this map are all these all the towns. And a lot of these towns back then had different names, or some of these towns have just basically faded away into nothing. So I thought it would be interesting to use the names of some of these forgotten names of these towns or these small hamlets in Niagara as the titles of the songs, because the songs were instrumental. They don't really mean anything. So you can kind of call them whatever you want.
And interesting enough, you highlight a radio station that I used to listen to back in the day. Tell us all about that. How did that come about?
Well, that kind of pulled the whole Niagara tribute together. I was trying to search for different things. The Dark Orchard aspect is very much the spoken word element, and I've used a lot of audio samples of things that I've found and recorded over the years. And so I started searching for Niagara radio, and I came across somebody had posted a clip of See How Radio, which was in Welland. And it was a station we all listened to when we were kids, even though at the time when I was a kid, it was a country music station, but it also had all the bad weather school bus cancellation reports when I was a kid. So that was the first thing that went on every morning in the winter. But this was a recording of a DJ named Bob Boland, and it was from 1963, and it has about 10 minutes of him doing various, community announcements and song introductions and contests. And it's got that great 1960s kind of cheesy voice and a lot of those singing commercials and stuff like that. So when I found that, I said, that's it. That's the core of all the spoken word stuff that I'll insert into all this music.
And Jim, you're one heck of a busy guy. You play with the Mighty Duck Blues Band every Saturday afternoon down in St. Catharines, and you have rejoined Downchild. What's it like being back with Downchild?
Well, it's great. I mean, I've been jokingly referring to it. It's kind of like getting back with my ex, but it's really great. I mean, 20 years ago, the band was what it was, and everybody in the band has grown 20 years, and including myself particularly. So it's a much it's a great experience right now. The band is a lot of fun. The band still plays great. The gigs are a lot better than they were 20 years ago. We're not playing little bars and stuff like that. It's always a theater or festivals and stuff like that. We've only done a few shows so far this summer, of course, with COVID just starting to open up again. But we do have a tour coming up in November of the Maritimes, of all theaters and stuff like that, and about 2 weeks out in the Maritimes. So I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a nice run. But it's really great to be back with the guys, and we're having a lot of fun.
And you're still cranking it up with the Mighty Duck Blues Band, and those guys just keep it going. What's it been like with the pandemic response of people showing up and enjoying the music? I imagine a lot of people are pretty happy to be back and listening to you guys.
Very much. The crowds have been very receptive. Everyone has been, holed up for so long that they're really excited about being back in the and seeing stuff. It's still a little weird doing indoor shows. Joe Blow's, where we play with the Mighty Ducks in St. Catharines, has done a great job. They have all the COVID protocols in place, plexiglass between all the tables, all the cleaning, and all the stuff that's supposed to happen is there. So it's very safe, and people are comfortable. But again, it's still just starting to come back. And I think part of that is not just the COVID aspect of it, but the fact that it's still warm out. And we actually started up a little earlier this year to try to get things rolling, because we've been off for so long. Normally, we would just be starting the last weekend of September. So we're just getting into our normal area right now. And so I think once the temperatures start to drop and people are not able to sit outside so much, that the numbers will increase. But we've had pretty good crowds, and the response has been really great.
Well, I hope a lot of people get a hold of this album of yours, because it's really great. It's Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns again. And Jim, where can folks get a hold of this album?
If you the website we have is greenlanterns.ca, and that website has all the purchase links for you can get the digital download from Bandcamp, or if you still are interested in CDs, there's a purchase link for to order a physical CD as well, and also the links to all the popular streaming sites, which of course make me no money whatsoever. So buy the CD. Buy the CD, or better, or buy the download. That's all. That's really good.
That's for sure. We have to support the artists. I hope people go online and buy it. And there might even be a few people that will still order a CD. You never know these days.
I just got the CDs delivered about a half an hour ago. So I was excited about that. And yeah, I've already had a few people who have placed orders for physical CDs. So the people that still have an old enough car that they can have a CD player in it, or they could have a CD player in their house that still works. I had to look around to find one for myself.
Jim, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And hopefully a lot of people will be seeing you with Downchild and with the Mighty Duck Blues Band. And hopefully they will purchase this great album you've just put out.
Thanks very much, Ken. Thanks for your support. I really appreciate it. And it's always good to talk to someone from my old alma mater.
We're going to play another couple of tunes from your great album. Thanks, Jim.
Waynflete Teenagers are holding a dance this Saturday night, starting at 8 at the Waynflete Community Hall on Highway Number 3. Dress is casual.
Oh,
Many thanks to Jim Kasson for joining us again. It's Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns. We've got Steve Mariner of Monkey Junk fame. He just recently co-produced an album and played on it with David Gogo. This is Steve's solo release. It is called Hope Dies Last. We've got Honey Bee and How High. Steve Mariner's going to answer that question.
Yeah.
Steve Mariner from Hope Dies Last. Let's head up north and visit Sunday Wild. And congratulations to her. She just recently got engaged. She's got one great voice. Her release is Peace in Trouble. We got a double spin here. We'll Never Stop and Home to Mama. Sunday Wild, Peace in Trouble.
If I start drinking, I will never stop. And if I start drinking, I will never stop until my head gets dizzy and I cannot walk. Till my head gets dizzy.
Sunday Wild, and I know you're all doing okay out there, and you're about to enjoy some great tunes on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace.
Somebody tell my mom, please tell them what I've done.
Sunday Wild from Peace in Trouble. And we're going to get in trouble because we're running out of time. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. We'll leave you with Wayne Nicholson and John Campbell John saluting the music of Elmore James. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.
Thank you. neighbor, well, he'll make a change of ways. That's why I'm worried. Worried by my happy home. Now, if you know what I mean, good people, you know that something's going on wrong. Hey. Now, hey!